Yesu yebazibwa abooluganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Musiibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu?
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
Then how is your lives?
Mbuuliza ku neighbor.
Read for us your neighbor.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebiva eri Kitaffe ali mu ggulu.
Which come from the Father in heaven.
Omwoyo Mutukuvu yabireeta.
And the Holy Spirit brings them.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
And by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamu ne Musumba.
Together with Pastor Bosa.
N'omusomi wafu wa Bible.
And our Bible reader, Pastor Robina.
Tubaagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwebale okujjukira Kitaffe ow'omu ggulu.
Thank you for remembering the Father in heaven.
N'okujjukira ewaffe mu ggulu.
And to remember our home in heaven.
Nga Filipo 3:22 bwetugamba.
Like Philippians 3:20 tells us.
Kitaffe ewaffe mu ggulu.
That truly our home is in heaven.
Era Kitaffe yagamba.
And our Father said.
Mu Yeremiya 2:10.
In Jeremiah 22:10.
Emukabire oyo afa.
That will not cry for the dead.
No yagenda.
Neither the one who goes.
Naye mukabe kubanga tasobodde kudda mu nsi yewa.
But weep for they have not made it back to their home country.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Okaba oku.
That weeping.
Kujja olw'enkweza Satani.
It comes by the skins of the devils.
Ez'obutata basibe kudda mu nsi yewa.
Of not letting captives go back to their home country.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga mu Isaiah 14:17.
For in Isaiah 14:17,
yagamba nti Satani tata basibe kudda mu nsi yewa.
Say the devil never lets his captives go back to their home country.
So waliwo enko nyingi nnyo.
So there are very many schemes.
Ezitakirizisa baana ba Katonda bano kudda mu nsi yewa.
Which never enable children of God get back to their home country.
Era nga tuzze tulaba enko za Satani.
And we've been seeing the schemes of the devil.
Eri Katonda eri kanisa.
Unto God and to his church.
Natukyayawula omwoyo wa Katonda ebikolwa by'obutuukirivu.
And we still separate the spirit of God and his works of righteousness.
Omwoyo gwa Satani ebikolwa byagwe ebitali bya butuukirivu.
The spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness.
Tukyakomekereza ebyennamba eno 6:6.
We're still winding up the number 666.
Kumukaga guno ogwokubiri.
Onto this second series.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
Iranga twasembyeyo.
And we last saw.
Nga tumaze okukizuulira ddala.
After we had discovered.
Engeri Satani gyakwekwa omukaga guno mu bigambo bisatu.
How the devil hid the 666 within three words.
Okusinzira mu Yokaani 10:10.
According to John 10.
Bwayogera bwati.
When he speaks like this.
Yokaana esula ya 10 olunyo lwe 10.
John 10:10.
Omubbi tajja wabula okubba n'okutta n'okuzikiriza.
Nti omubbi tajja.
But the thief does not come.
Wabula okubba.
But to steal.
Okutta.
To kill.
N'okuzikiriza.
And to destroy.
Era nga bitwasembyeyo okulaba.
And what we last saw.
Ebigambo. Ebiva mu kubikulirwa essuula ey'13.
They are the words coming from Revelation 13.
Onyole 18.
From verse 18.
Nti namba y'omuntu oyo Satani.
That the number of that person, the devil.
Oba amanyiddwa nga Lucifer erinnya lye.
The one called Lucifer as his name.
Namba yeeruka 6:6.
His number is 666.
Yeekwese mu bigambo ebyo ebisatu.
It's what is hidden in these three words.
Okubba.
To steal.
Okutta.
To kill.
N'okuzikiriza.
And to destroy.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Eranga bino tubirabira ddala mu mutwe ogwo.
And this we see them on this head.
Ogw'omusanvu ogw'ensolo.
The seventh head on the beast.
Olusozi olw'omusanvu omwezi kwatudde.
The seventh mountain where the adultery sits.
Okufuga ebika n'endimi n'amawanga.
Lands, nations and languages.
Okubanywereza mu namba 6:6.
To hold them within the number 666.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Omutwe guno gwe mutwe ogwo ebyobulamu ebyobulimba.
This head is the head of the false healthy sector.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nsonga lwaki ebigambo okubba.
That's where the word steal.
Okutta.
To kill.
Okuzikiriza.
And to destroy.
Obiwulira mu namba eyo 6:6.
You hear them in the number 666.
Oba okubba.
Or to steal.
Otuyita omukaago ogusooka.
What we call the first six.
Okutta.
To kill.
Omukaago ogwokubiri.
The second six.
Okuzikiriza.
To destroy.
Gwe mukaago ogwokusatu.
It's the third six.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era nga twakugambye nti Satani yatondawo obusatu bwe.
Here we told you the devil created his trinity.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Bwe twalabye mu kubikulirwa.
Which we saw in Revelations.
Esula eno ey'16.
Revelation 16.
Okuva ku 13 n'okukwira.
From verses 13 to down.
Bwe twalabye.
Where we saw.
Emizimu emibi.
Three evil spirits.
Oba emyoyo emibi.
All three evil spirits.
Egikola ebyamagero.
To work miracles.
Nga gibuza abantu.
And they pervert people.
Okubategeka olunaku lwa Mukama.
To prepare them for the day of the Lord.
Nga giva mu kamako okusota Satani.
And they come from the mouth of the dragon, the devil.
Akensolo.
With the mouth of the beast.
Jezebel kwatudde.
On which Jezebel sits.
N'ennabbi w'obulimba.
And the false prophets.
Avunaanyizibwa ku kanisa ez'obulimba.
Who is responsible over the false churches. Praise Jesus. If that's the false Trinity which has been within the world, which you hear as the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, that which came from the Romans, which hidden in the image known as the Roman Catholic Church. And within Rome, there used to be the Trinity of those gods, those known as the chief demonic spirits there. They invoked the Jupiter, that they called the Shining Father, or they used to call him the Father Sky. These days they claim to call the Father in heaven, but it's not the real one. There is also to be Neptune. This one appeared within the image of the Son. He claims to appear as Christ, and there appeared even the third one, whom they call Pluto, the one who claims to be the image of the Holy Spirit. And he says
after death, after life,
is the one who guides and leads in things of afterlife, in the underground, in the place they call purgatory. Yet that real place is not existing.
So
now those secrets, they
are
hidden under the words to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And number 246 moves like that. But wanting to verse with the seal of God, which we had, it too was prepared within three words. For we've been looking at that seal for some time. When we had within John 14, this verse 6, and Jesus explained like this. John 14:6.
Yesu namugamba nti nze kubo namazima n'obulamu.
Praise Jesus so much. The Lord Jesus, he says, is the way, is the truth, and the life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We told you put those words on the line very properly. The way, the truth, the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You see that the ending of Jesus leads us to life. And we saw the seal of the devil ends you in destruction.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus.
So, siru ya katonda.
Now the seal of God,
na yo, elimu busa tuobu.
It too is within that Trinity.
Yakubo,
the way,
amazima,
the truth,
n'obulamu,
and the life.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus so much. That's why we ended our study yesterday. And we saw of the life of our spirits which got from Christ Jesus, which has to live forever. And we had to see the life of our body. But all this was grabbed, the thief, the devil,
and
to kill, he killed the first time.
It's
waiting for the destruction of the lake of fire, the second death.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It
didn't end up even life, which created within the plantations, like the food and the different eats. All those the devil has grabbed it more. Now the seventh head of the beast, the mountain where that proceeds to reign, it's involving the healthy sector where there is a lot of deception. It involves the number 666 very well. If you have not gotten revealed, you end up falling under their hands, not knowing your real life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we have heard that the seal of God, of the Holy Spirit, it too is within three words.
Bible
tells us like this in Ephesians 4:30. Ephesians 4:30.
So temuna kuwaza ng'omwoyo mutukuvu owa Katonda eyabateesaako akabonero okutuusa olunaku olw'okununulibwa.
Yesu
yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Wait, after we hear the gospel,
Moyo mutukuvu atusiringa.
The Holy Spirit seals us.
Naye alina siruye.
It he has his seal.
Oba katuyita akabonero.
Or what we call the seal.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye siruye Moyo mutukuvu.
But the seal of the Holy Spirit
etambulira mu bujjuvu bwe.
It moves within his fullness.
Era nga gyemye omusanvu gya Katonda.
And these are the seven spirits of the Lord.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ajogerako nnyo mu Isaiah.
He speaks more of them in Isaiah.
Katusoka kubikulira sura ya 4
okutana. Let's first see Revelations 4:5.
Kubikulira sura ya 4 onyolo okutana.
Revelations 4:5.
Ne kuntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka n'etabaza omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So siru y'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Now the seal of the Holy Spirit.
Etambulira mu musanvu.
It moves in the seven spirits.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Eranga amannya gaazo.
In their names.
Geegano wammanga.
At this one's down.
Kusera ku Isaiah.
According to Isaiah.
Sura ya 10 n'emu.
Isaiah 11.
Onyoli soka n'olwokubiri.
Verses 1 and 2.
Isaya esura ya 10 n'emonyo lusoka.
Isaiah 11 verses 1.
Era mukikolo kya Yese muli vensibuka. Netabye liliva mu mizije lilibala ebibala. N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibera ku ye.
Omwoyo wa Mukama.
The spirit of the Lord.
Omwoyo w'omusanvu.
That's the seventh spirit.
Omwoyo gwa magezi.
Omwoyo wa magezi.
The spirit of wisdom.
N'okutegeera.
Omwoyo w'okutegeera.
The spirit of understanding.
Omwoyo gw'okuteesa.
Moyo wa kuteesa.
Spirit of counsel.
Naamani.
Omoyo wa amani.
Spirit of power.
Omoyo wa kumanya.
Moyo wa kumanya.
Spirit of knowledge.
Okutia mukama.
No moyo wa kutia mukama.
And the spirit of fear of God.
Yemyo musanvu ekiva mu siru ya Katonda.
Are the seven spirits out of which comes the seal of God.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ne olwo kuba.
But because.
Tulinawo kitaffe.
We have the Father.
Tulinawo kigambo nga ye mwana.
We have the Word and is the Son.
No moyo mutukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Nesiru ya Katonda amaliriza erese emisanvu esatu.
He the seal of God end up bringing 777.
Langa omwe mtu kuvua stampinga mu musanvu.
The Holy Spirit endorses in a 7.
Omwana bwatyo.
The Son too endorses another.
Nechitafu bwatyo.
And the Father also endorses another.
Alichitafu ya asemba mu bintu kino.
And the Father is one who ends within the thing.
Yesu yebasa.
Praise Jesus.
Yukira ateka mu stampu nakukiriza anti kati oyo mwana muzati.
Remember he endorses and he accepts that I've begotten that child.
Dala mwado moyo wangu mukulembera.
I've given them my spirit to lead them.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So chetuva tugambiwa bwetu.
That's why we are told like this.
Okusina baliwekana esoka.
According to 1 John.
Baliwekana esoka.
The book of 1 John.
Sura ya 5.
Chapter 5.
Onyolo musamu mu King James Version.
Verse 7 within the King James Version.
Simanyo wa Luganda olunyino mwaruzi.
I don't know whether in the Luganda Bible you restored this verse.
Uba waruzi amurusome.
If you restored it, read it from there.
Wataruzi amu kumulundi guliruzemu.
You never restored it the other time, restore it back now.
Nabalusoma kubanga terulimu.
As they read it for it's not in the Luganda Bible.
Emu Bible yezimu ezoruzi omu.
Even some English Bibles.
Orugama ndikubanga waliwo abajula basatu mukuru.
Which says that three witnesses in heaven.
Kitafe.
The Father.
Chigambo.
The Word.
No moyo mutukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Edanga bano ye muntu.
And the three are one.
Kubanga waliwo abajula basatu.
For there are three witnesses.
Kubanga waliwo abajula basatu mukuru.
For there are three witnesses in heaven.
Kuliko kitafe.
There is the Father.
Uliko kigambo.
There is the Word.
No moyo mutukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Tusomere mu Yoruzungu.
Let's read in the English version.
Ngabo Luganda bagenda maso nokuza.
As the with the Luganda version of Bible restore this verse.
Naba araba ina version ezoluzungu ngateruli.
Even others with English versions of Bibles without this verse.
Muwe Bible Yoruzungu atusomere.
1 John Chapter 5 verse 7.
Yokana
ekisa esula y'okutaano olunyiri lwa musanvu.
For there are three that bear witness in heavens, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one.
Tikubanga waliwo abajulirwa basatu mu ggulu, kitaffe, kigambo, ne mwoyo mutukuvu. Era bano bonsatule muntu omu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ndi abasatu bano.
That these three They are the three who can give you a stamp and you prove it's gotten established.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And if you are to enter in the kingdom of God, you are entered in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Like we heard in Matthew 28, verse 18 and 19.
Matayo sura ya munana.
Sura ya biri munana.
Matayo sura ya biri mu munana. Olunyi ole kumi no munana.
Matthew 28 from verse 18.
Yesu najja n'ayogera nabo n'agamba nti mpereddwa obuyinza bwonna mu ggulu ne ku nsi. Kale mugende mufuule amawanga gonna abayigirizo nga mubabatiza okuyingira mu linnya lya Kitaffe n'Omwana n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus so much. Now we know that that space, he said that three witnesses, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit.
It
we are, if you getting baptized, you baptize to hear the name of the Father and the Son. This Son is the Word Himself. According to John 1:14. That the Word clothed the flesh and we saw Him as the Son in the glory of the Son.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Then
and the third witness is the Holy Spirit. Now if you move like that, in the other words, you've already written the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And the Word is the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Then you know, and
you write your 777. That is the seal of God, how it would have appeared.
You are
filled with the Spirit of the Lord three times. The Spirit of wisdom of God. The Spirit of understanding of God. The Spirit of the counsel of God. The Spirit of power. The Spirit of knowledge of God. The Spirit of the fear of God.
Yes, you was when you. So wait to see you again and maso.
Thus the seal moves on.
Okubanga itambula.
That it's moving like that.
Na yenga wagadi pukuritiri. Ya funzibwa funzibwa etia.
But we wanted to bring you how it was summarized.
E namba siru ya standu kakaga mbukaza.
The seal of the devil 666.
Ne siru ya katonda.
And the seal of God.
Yes, you was when.
Praise Jesus.
Na yenga umusinji gona.
But the entire foundation.
Yes, you was when.
We'll finish it by force.
Yes.
We have to finish this by force.
Yes, you was when.
Praise Jesus so much.
Last
time we ended as we had.
Summary.
After we've made this summary.
We want to join as we had that
fighting life, the devil gone with
admission.
As they placed in the seventh head of the beast.
Yes, you was when.
Praise Jesus.
Then
they first made our first life get lost. Like we heard that we came from heaven.
But
that life of getting from heaven, it was made to get lost. And they showed us we began in our mother's wombs. When they reach us here on earth, they dedicate us to other gods.
But
even the little life which was in the blood, that too they began to seek for it and to drink it.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
And
that too went to totally reduce.
And
some of the last things we ended as we had. When they knew that our life was to outlive for many years. The life of the blood used to live for close to 969 years.
So
we want to get explain more of the life within the blood and how it was fought. And Then we handle the life within the plantations and ports.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
too how they have been fighting it. Let's
go to
Genesis 9. Genesis 9 from verse 4.
Naye enyama awamu n'obulamu bwayo gwe omusaayi gwayo temugiryanga. Era omusaayi gwammwe ogw'obulamu bwammwe siiremenga kuguvunaana eri buli nsolo naaguvunaananga n'eri omuntu n'eri buli muganda w'omuntu naavunaananga obulamu bw'omuntu.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yagamba nti musango gw'amaanyi nnyo okumalawo obulamu bw'obuli mu
musaayi.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga bwe nasooka okukugamba,
like I first told you,
Lisitaani bwe yamanya nti twali tuwangaala nnyo olw'obulamu obulala obuli mu
musaayi,
yayongera n'akendeeza ddala obulamu yagendanga atukozesa ebibi nga Katonda bw'asala obulamu obuli mu
mubiri.
Ate Sitaani yatandika okubuyiganyiza ddala okubukozesa
ng'ayita
mu ssaddaaka.
Yesu
yeebazibwe. Obulamu obuli mu nsolo
zonna, mu
musaayi
gw'ensolo
n'obulamu obuli mu musaayi
gw'omuntu.
Era tolowooza
bw'oba
kusaba
ssaddaaka
baabasabye musaayi, balina obulamu obulimu bwe banoonya. Yesu yeebazibwe. Twakizuula
nti
Yesu Sitaani bwe yamala okumanya nti obulamu buli obutagwawo, alukyankalanyiza mu lusuku mu lubereberye esula eri
ey'okusatu,
n'amanya ate kati mu mubiri bakyabalekedde ebbanga
ddene space and
gap. Basobola okulikozesa ne beenenya.
They can use that and repent.
Tulina okukozesa ekisoboka kyonna.
We have to do everything possible.
Bongera okwonoona.
We continue to sin.
Obudde Katonda abusale.
And God reduce their time.
Obulamu bwabwe Katonda abukendeeze.
And their life God will reduce it.
Kubanga buli kaseera akeeyongerayo obulamu nga bugaziddwako mu nsi muno.
Moment passing when life is stretched in this world.
Bwabeeranga bulamu bw'osobola okuzuuliramu.
It was a moment through which we can discover
wavaawo era oddawa.
Where you came from and where you are to go back.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Okusinda ku Mukama waffe yannyonnyola,
according to how the Lord explained,
ayita Mwoyo Omutukuvu,
when he passed the Holy Spirit,
mu Peter ekyokubiri,
in 2 Peter,
sura y'okusatu,
chapter 3,
onyoro omunaana,
verse 8,
paka olw'ekkumi,
and to 10.
Peter ekyokubiri, esura y'okusatu, olunyoro omunaana,
2 Peter 3, verse 8.
Naye kino kimu temukyerabiranga abaagalwa, ng'eri Mukama waffe olunaku lumu lulinga emyaka lukumi n'emyaka lukumi giringa olunaku lumu. Mukama waffe talwisa kye yasuubiza ng'abalabe balowooza okulwa, naye agumiikiriza gye muli nga tayagala muntu yenna kubula, naye bonna batuuke okwenenya.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nti okutuwa ebbanga,
that to give us that space,
oba emyaka egiwerako,
or a number of years,
kwabeeranga kutuleetera okuzuula okwenenya.
It causes us to discover to repent.
Kubanga engeri gye wawangaalanga ku nsi kuno,
for the way you have lived on this world,
walabanga Sitaani n'omuzuula nti ono kati Sitaani.
When you lived long, you saw the devil and discovered that he was the devil.
Alina adda akalungi n'akamu.
He has nothing good within him.
Ate ye n'asalawo amagezi gamu.
And he decided to devise one means.
Naye obulamu bw'omusaayi guno nkoze ntya Katonda abukendeeze?
What can I do with the life in this blood God to reduce it?
Basobole na okuzikirira mangu mangu.
That they can get destroyed in the shortest time.
Nga tebategedde kiki baddewo.
And they have not realized what has happened.
Balikizuulireyo nga bali mu kufaafaagana mu kiyiye.
They will discover when they are within hell.
Ye kyeyakola kwe kwongera ebibi.
What he did to add more sins.
Kubanga yakimanya nti omuntu yali awangaala nnyo.
He knew that the human being was living for many years.
Obulamu obw'omu musaayi
guno. In the life of his blood.
So n'ekyo nakyo mu mutwe gw'ensolo ogwo gw'omusango.
And that too in the head of the beast, the seventh head.
Kikwatagana ku bulamu.
It connects on life.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
That is the Lord Jesus.
Kyo eri kikozesa kuzikiriza.
There it uses destruction.
Mu lukaaga nkaaga mu
mukaaga. In the number 666.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kati wano bw'oddayo mu lubereberye esula ey'okutaano.
When you get back to Genesis 5.
Twagala kulaba kuono Methuselah.
We want to see of Methuselah.
Omu ku baasinga okuwangaalira
ddala. One of the human beings who lived for the longest years.
Katulabe lubereberye esula ey'okutaano. Genesis
5:21.
Lubereberye essula ey'okutaano olunya olwabirimu olumu. Enoka n'amala emyaka 65 n'azaala Misuseera. Enoka n'atambulira wamu ne Katonda. Bwe yamala okuzaala Misuseera emyaka 3.
Yamala emyaka 3 Enoka.
He spent 300 years Enoka.
Ono teyawangaala.
This one never lived long at all.
Kubanga Katonda yamuggyawo n'amutwala.
For God took him away.
Yamutwala mu Yerusalemu
eky'omuggulu. He took him to Jerusalem of heaven.
Ebeera abatukuvu.
Where the saints are.
Ngabe bulania 12:22 bwennyonyi.
Hebrews 10:22 explain.
Naye Misuseera gwe yalekawo mutabani we.
But Methuselah his son whom he left.
Yamulekera ebyawandiikibwa era ali asoma.
Left him scriptures and read them.
Kubanga Enoka tumanyi yawandiika.
For we know that Enoch wrote a book.
Ekiragano okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu
kw'okuzuukira. Which showed even the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
Wadde mu Bible zammwe temukiina.
Though in your Bible you don't have the book of Enoch. Those are the schemes of the devils.
Kati batandise okusala amagezi kikomyawo naye bakikyankalanyiza.
Now they began to devise ways of restoring the book of Enoch, but they have messed it up.
Naye tokyetaaga nnyo nnyo.
But you don't need it so much.
Kubanga embi yali yawandiika.
For things he had written about.
Yaletebwa bannabbi abaasembayo mukaaga
by the last prophets who came
abendagane nkati
of the Old Testament.
Yesu yehozi.
Praise Jesus.
Okuva ku Malachi okudde.
Right from Malachi to ahead.
Nebira nebiretwa mu kitabo ky'okubikulira.
Others came in the book of Revelations.
So byagatibwa gwatibwa nebiretebwa.
They were joined and brought back.
Ku Malachi agenda ononye kitabo kya Enoko yinjo tomera nebakuwa ekirimu ebitategeerike.
Don't just go look for the book of Enoch, it may give us things not right.
Lubereberye essula ey'okutaano olunyiriri olw'abirimu ebbiri.
Genesis 5:22.
Enoka n'atambulira awamu ne Katonda bwe yamala okuzaala Misuseera emyaka 3 n'azaala abaana b'obulenzi n'ab'obuwala. Ennaku zonna eza Enoka ne ziba emyaka 365. Enoka n'atambulira awamu ne Katonda so teyabeerawo kubanga Katonda yamutwala.
Yamutwala mu Yerusalemu waka.
Came heaven home.
Misuseera n'amala emyaka 1087 n'azaala Lameka. Misuseera n'awangaala bwe yamala okuzaala Lameka emyaka 782 n'azaala abaana ab'obulenzi n'ab'obuwala. Ennaku zonna eza Misuseera ne ziba emyaka 969 n'afa.
Owulira empangaalo eyo.
You hear how long he lived?
Emyaka
900 years. 969 years.
Yawasanga ayina emyaka 1089.
Married when he was 180 years.
Wotunuulira empasa yaffe.
When you look at our marrying these days.
Myaka 18 wasoba okyali kaana kato waka.
Years you're married, you're still a young child home.
Myaka 3 mbunno wasa.
But years you're married.
Mbunno ofumbirwa.
That you're getting married.
Ejo waberanga mutoli waka.
You used to be very young and you're still home.
Myaka 18 okuze.
180 years you've matured now.
Ebirevo byachakana byonna bimera mangu.
The beards now are growing very fast.
Amabere
the breasts, everything.
Naye nno kitandi bwe yalengera abantu bano bwe bawangala
bafuukira.
Omanyi yatambulira mu nkwe kati ofumba enkwe ne
zikugwako.
Kati yagamba bano abasajja abantu bamala ne bagwa mu nkwe zange.
Kati
nnina okukola ekisoboka bakendeze okuwangala
kwabwe.
Obulamu bw'omu musaayi
gwabwe.
Simanyi kintu kino bwe tugenda kikola.
I don't know what to do of this thing.
Nitulina okufuba okulekeraawo okwonoonera.
But we have to force faith to see we stop sinning.
Kubanga tetukoma okwonoona.
For the more we sin.
Obwo tuteyokendeza obulamu bw'omusaayi Katonda agiina.
Opportunity of reducing life in blood God has it.
Wabula Satani yalaba nti Yesu wadde akikoze.
But the devil thought though he did that.
Yagamba era tekimala.
He said it's not enough.
Tukwateko ne mu mmere.
Let's go handle the plants and the food they eat.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kuongera okufafaganya obulamu bw'omuntu.
And we kill and destroy the life of a human being.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Bodabange byobulamu ebiteredde nende bili bulungi.
As if health is well, but it's not well.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kakati.
Now,
murubirebere sule yomukaga.
Genesis 6.
Daninga amazo kulengera omuntu awangala nnyo.
How the devil saw human beings lived long.
Nanga tuno bakozesa ebibi.
He said we must make them commit sin.
Daninga yekobana ne bamalaika abagwa.
The devil condemned with fallen angels.
Baitu abaana
who are called sons of Golgotha's days. And they came to marry among human beings. Human beings began to commit different sins which are amazing. And God reduces life within their blood. Let's read Genesis 6. Genesis 6 from verse 1.
Awo abantu we basoka okweyongera ku nsi ne bazaala abaana b'obuwala. Abaana ba Katonda ne balaba abawala b'abantu nga balungi. Ne bawasanga abakazi mu bonna be baalonda. Mukama n'ayogera nti, omwoyo gwange teguwakanenga na muntu emirembe n'emirembe. Kubanga naye gwe mubiri. Naye ennaku ze eziriba emyaka 12.
Have you heard very clear that in those days the fallen angels, they came among human beings.
Human
beings sinned more.
And
God said human beings have no more sanity of the spirit in them. They no more think to be of spirit.
Every
time they see, so they see they are just mere flesh. That's why God said human beings are not mere flesh. They no more have a thought to think they have a spirit in them.
No,
we reached a time we never knew we had a spirit in us.
You see yourself
in the mirror, you praise yourself how you look good. Yet you don't know you yourself, you are in the body.
We
reached a time and we took the body as if it's us. Things happened long time in the initial years. But the same schemes are coming back.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And God reduced the years. From 900. 69 years. Coming down to 120 years is a big gap.
They
did reduce that which is in heaven. God reduced the life within the blood.
Because
devil those days used it so much and he got much in the sacrifices made to him. Now he used to be more powerful. Remember the devil tried to align and to stand and to have some strength in him. He got that sacrifice of life from the creations. And God had to reduce the life.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now we move to the next verse. It says, Genesis 6, verse 4.
Bano be bamaanyi abaasooka edda abantu abayatiikirira. Mukama n'alaba obubi bw'omuntu nga bungi mu nsi, na buli kufumintiriza kw'ebirowoozo by'omutima gwe nga kubikwereere bulijjo. Mukama neyejjusa kubanga yakola omuntu mu nsi.
Olidde ekyaliwo.
You hear what happened?
Ebirowoozo byonna byatuuka ne babyonoona byonoona byonna.
Thoughts they reached and they corrupted human thoughts.
Nga omuntu abeeraka awo.
And the person can't be there.
N'alowooza eggulu.
And they think of heaven.
Ne babivaako.
And they gave up on that.
Bagunja era nga baprogramming.
They invent and they program.
Naye nga temuli mu kirowoozo kya ggulu.
But there's no thought of heaven.
Ula Mukama agamba.
That's what God says.
Nga bwe twazaala omuwundi ogw'okubiri.
Just as we got born again.
Tulowooza eby'omu ggulu.
Let's think of things in heaven.
Kati bwe Sitaani kyakola.
Now what the devil does.
Akamulamu buli kirowoozo kyewaka ewaffe mu ggulu.
Sucks out every thought of home in heaven.
N'obulamu obutaggwaawo.
Even eternal life.
N'ayingizaamu ebirowoozo.
And it enters in evil thoughts.
Wakirinze. Omwoyo gwange n'ayogobola naye nga nze nfunye
obusente. As long as my spirit. Even if my spirit gets lost, as long as I get money. Though I die 30 years, as long as I die rich.
People,
you begin to give up life like that. Every thought was wrong. Even the one who began church those days, they began intending to make money. Just as you see today.
natandika lwakigendwa kyabwakabaka bwa
muggulukirowoozo
ng'akiina naye ng'alowooza singa ntandika ekkanisa
ngaggawali
ng'ebirowoozo byonna bifu
byeru
mukama naasala obulamu wabula kankana wenjogera tuli bubi
nnyo atekubanga
obulamu bukendeeseddwa ate nnyo
kwangi
amin
ensetagusi eri mu africa uganda ngayo eitagete tebagala mulya ensigo zamwe ezejja oba mubinwe n'ensulo zamwe ezamazzi babagala baye bagitta era nga baleetera agenda balesa bantu olwokuba baazuula abanayuganda bwemuli ebintu byamwe ebyejja katonda yateekamu kemiko oba ekintu ekibayamba mubeera nnyo okuzumbisa katonda n'okumukkiriza n'okumulowooza era kyoba olaba contraceptive oba kyebayita condoms ebiki byonna
ebyo babikola nga biri special
ebya
wano bibeera special okubeerako nwe for
uganda
abesigala gabeki nga babitabudde mu ngeri
y'enjawulo
oyinza okulowooza ya bulungi
bwereere
kumbe ya
bwereere
yesu yebazima naye ebyo katubirinde nga tulaba ku byobulamu obuli mu byokulya n'ebimera
byaffe
olutalo olwafuukira dda olw'ebyobulamu luli sirias kubanga oli yajja kuzikiriza ng'alwanisa obulamu ayitibwa kristo kubanga asooka n'ajja okubba okutta n'okuzikiriza
oyo
ye sitaani ye namba
666
mukama waffe yesu agamba nze ekkubo amazima n'obulamu nga ye siru ya katonda gyetumanyi nga musanvu musanvu etambulira mu by'omusanvu
egyakatonda
yesu yebazibwa
praise jesus
kati olutalo luli awo
the battle is there
kaakano nno okyali ku myaka 12
now you are 120 years
naye twagenda okutuuka mu mulembe gwa dawudi nga bwe twasemayo nga tuwulira
as we reach the era of david as we last heard
ng'emyaka bagisaze nga giri ku nsanvu
the years that we reduced to 70 years
ne bagamba naye ebiro ebyo
and they said those days
amaanyi g'emmere kale gaali gasi
strength of food could stretch the years
nga gatwongezako ntutuuka ku 8
it reaches to 80 years
kale abasajja baga okay ag'emmere gakyali
the strength of food is still there to give them life
tukwate ku mmere
let's target their food
katugende mu zaburi ye
yakyenda go to psalms 90
zaburi yakyenda olunyiriri olw'omwenda
psalms 90 verse 9
kubanga ennaku zaffe zonna ziyita mu busungu bwo emyaka gyaffe giggwaawo ng'ekirowoozo ennaku z'emyaka gyaffe gy'emyaka 7 era naye amaanyi gaweza emyaka 8 naye amalala gaabwe kwe kutegana n'okunakuwala okwereere
owulidde ekiddirira
ennaku
zaffe ntini
bwezityo
ziggwaawo ng'ekirowoozo bwe tufubako tuba netuuka ku nsanvu amaanyi maanyi
gakigatuwe
kyawandiikibwa ani amanyi amaanyi ago kebwogerako agatwongezayo oko netutuuka ku 8 tuwe kyawandiikibwa saagala bintu byakutugiratuwa sitoori kale kankubbireko gwe otuwa
ekyawandiikibwa
ani gwe bagamba ogendera mu maanyi g'emmere
Who they said got the strength of food?
Elijah.
It's been far from you. Give us a scripture now.
Basekabaka ekisooka, essula ya 19:17.
Malaika wa Mukama malaika wa Mukama najja nate omulundi ogwokubiri n'amukomako n'ayogera nti golokoka olye kubanga olugendo lukuyinza obunene n'agolokoka n'alya n'anywa n'atambula mu maanyi ag'emmere ag'emmere eyo ennaku 40 emisana n'ekiro n'atuuka e Kolebu olusozi lwa Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yatambulira mu maanyi g'emmere.
Moved the strength of food.
Kakati mu Zaburi 9.
Now in Psalms 19.
Bagambye nti ku mulembe gwa Kabaka Dawudi.
He said at the era of King David.
Emyaka gyayongera n'egisalibwa.
The years were gotten to be reduced.
Abaali ku 12.
They were 120.
Netutuuka ku 7.
And we reached 70.
Ng'amaanyi g'emmere.
And the strength of food.
Gakwongerako k'emyaka 10.
It added us 10 years.
Itani n'angamba okay.
The devil said, okay.
Ah. Bwe kiba amaanyi g'emmere gabongerako emyaka 10.
The strength of food at 10 years.
Kye nina okukola nina okukwata ku bimera.
What I have to do, I have to target the plants and the foods.
Era ku luno kati baabijingajinga byonna.
Now the plants have been messed up and the foods.
Baajingajinga ebyokulya.
They
emaamalaba ebikopo bya ffe.
Look at our chicken we eat these days.
There was a big pig.
Look at the big pigs.
Look
at the matoke banana plantation.
Naye bino biki bye tulya banne.
What is this we are eating these days?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So, what do we have about Kumani Gemmeri?
There are things which happen on the strength of food. Before we see how they stole medicine from us and herbs.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. They touched the food and targeted it. For God was enable you eat one day and you survive 40 days without experiencing hunger.
Now
we hungered God, you reduce the strength of food. Now it reduces it.
No, please.
And the devil said it's not enough to reduce that life, let's put poison in the food.
We
made these people sin on God, reduce strength of food for them. It's not enough for us. We let's put poison in their plants and their foods. And now to feel bones and pains in your bones. The sicknesses in the bodies.
They
bought all the foods and they poisoned them. When we entered 2000, they got wild on that campaign. Many researchers and they are targeting plants. And they
see
if strength of food add them more years.
And they
not to discover eternal life, they have to get destroyed quick. They say, let's target their plants.
They
mix them to become genetic. You see it very big. It's like a jackfruit. But that's a pawpaw.
As you check
inside, there are no seeds in it.
Yet
the seed is a very major thing.
Keep
all ingredients go within a pawpaw. You find a big mango's fruit.
What
are you eating? But you love eating those so much. We don't know whether you even give up on them.
You
eating as you release your life. As long as your line is so
focused,
even eating these days are few. Big, big mango fruits are the ones existing these days. Praise Jesus. There's a lot they were planning to bring out. And they wanted to abolish the foods which we had. And they wanted government put a law that seeds put in the ground, they get to be genetic. And that's what caused prices of things to increase of these farmers. And they wanted to put seeds of genetic seeds. Banana, they made all seeds, every form of plant. Many others like that. That's a power. Don't think it's peace.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That is not peace. The Lord told us in Ecclesiastes 7, verse 29,
he
spoke of this inventing like this. Ecclesiastes 7, from verse
29. Nga Katonda yakola abantu nga bagolokofu naye bo ne banoonya bingi bye bagunja
kakati okugunja kuno kukuletedde emitawaana.
This inventing has caused and brought problems to us.
Adamu n'abantu bwe babinoonya,
and human beings are the ones searching them out, the research of them. They don't want to seek in the book of the Lord what God says. When God tells us Isaiah 34:16, he says if they want to research about anything, let them go in the book of the Lord and seek for that. For concern all creations and plants, all their plans are within this book of God. They will start with that beginning of heaven when we reach the second heaven. We shall see programs of all creations.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But God says,
he
created man upright.
He
went on to invent many things. He
did
come to the book of the Lord to seek there and read from there.
When
the Spirit had gathered all we had needed.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now in researching, that's where they reached onto the devil. And he took them underground and under the ocean.
And
most research are done from there. Now most have raised levels gone up in the space. In the kingdom of the stars and
planets,
major researches are done from up there in cities built in the space.
We are
going to bring a banana plant you plant now and grows in minutes. Praise Jesus, brethren. In 2012, there is an idea the American Parliament brought to the Ugandan Parliament. And they had plants they wanted to bring in Uganda. And you plant a banana plant and it brings a banana fruit, even a pumpkin comes at the same time, even a mango at the same fruit, but they are big enough. But you have to go to the seed bank of theirs and you buy that seed and you bring to plant it. But when you plant the seed, it kills all the surrounding plantations around. But they did accept it.
Now
we have problems in health.
And
people seek just peace. These are rearing fish. Program of finishing life. But they say,
Jezebel, who
based under the ocean to do the things, and up there in the principalities, that the program of this research, when you go in the system, they say, you come with, we are give you strength to be alive. They plant a demon in you.
A
You begin to feed on life within the blood. That's why all Illuminatis are on that system of drinking blood, eating body parts of human beings like hearts, human hearts. They have also invented robots. In them they put an evil spirit. You may think it's just a robot. It serves you home that you don't get tired. It cooks food for you there. It's mopping your house. You can make it a woman or a man. What we are heading to is not easy. But those who know the Lord both days, they will do great exploits. And we know we are preparing to seek and know Him. Many things are done in Bermuda Triangle under the ocean.
Or
in the bunkers they dug underground. And in Isaiah, Isaiah 29, verse
15,
God tells us like this in the issue of messing up creations. Isaiah 29, verse 15. Bariyo bakora, they are under their working works. Scientists are paid highly. They are inventing what can we bring out. They are going to even chase people not to dig, and robots will be digging. And they dig for you what you don't understand. They work and they think they have hidden their works. But we explain the seven head of the beast, the mountain where the adulteress sits Jezebel, to establish the number 666. We speak of the healthy right now, how they messed it up, and how they move on through the same thing.
Remember
your life was destroyed from the beginning in heaven. You
reached
on the world, a packeted life in your blood now. Even the food and the eatings you have, those two have been targeted now. They go down under the ocean, even in the underground bunkers. They are down there inventing and researching. Let's read the questions.
Isaiah 29:15.
Their work is to turn upside down the things of God.
Omubumbi bali mwenkanye bumba. Ekintu ekikolewa n'okwogera nekyogera kwoyo eyakola nti teyankola, oba ekintu ekibumbibwa nekyogera kwoyo eyakibumba nti talina magezi. Tekyasigaddeyo kiseera kitono nnyo. Lebanoni alifuusibwa ennimiro engimu, n'ennimiro engimu baligiyita kibira. Era ku lunaku luli omugavu w'amatu aliwulira ebigambo eby'omu kitabo.
Ekiseera kye tulimu mubiwulire mutegeere.
Moment you are here, hear these words and understand.
Bavuunikira ddala ebintu.
They turn things upside down.
Akati batonze roboti.
Now they have manufactured robots.
So bazigamba I'm your creator.
They tell them I'm your creator. Nze mutonziwo.
Nisibunga zino suweud.
They have a skin smooth. That they to their creators they claim.
You created me. How?
Let it be
O.T.R.
and speaks to them. In the robots, there are fallen angels who speak. What then? Now they've made a female and a male robot. you
there, your wife is troubled in your home, you chase her.
Okay, no,
if you go buy a female robot, that's what they tell you.
Or
you buy a male robot.
It,
they ask, will you kill people? You say, I'll kill them.
Besides
missing our creations,
to change
what the Creator made and they join them, release out other things. They evolve from sexuals. They are all on that life. To overturn God sees a man and a woman. And they too say men and men. And woman and a woman. Healthy, they are so much on it.
For
you to get your bottom.
Which
is called toilet and do download there.
You
get a pen, you write down there behind there to sodomize yourself. And they sodomize. You've messed up in the entire healthy. That place.
What's
that place to be messed up like that and troubled? It will lose.
And
you will get not out of control over that. That's why most of them put on pampers. The
global
struggle is falling down like that. Know that they have to fall. But not to press their pampers on them. You think niggas, it's not a
nigger.
You know, in America, they first sodomize the Africans most. They got to close their trousers, you saw.
Because
it was their style of the niggas.
They
have pampers behind them. Now some pastors have to close those long
coats,
for they have pampers behind them.
You
thought it's a style of clothing, long
coats.
But that style of clothing that began in Black Americans, clothing coats to down here. Yet you are covering the pampers behind them. But the whites had already begun to sodomize them.
It became
a style of clothing, but it wasn't a style. Now the way of changing and turning things upside down. Right now you have the banana plantation.
Speeding
very high speed it has grown. But it can't live for a year.
It
can destroy all the plants that have been around there.
The medicine
you spray is harmful to your health. Harmful when it mixes in the foods.
There
are chicken these days.
A chicken
of 1 week. Not even of 3 months, it is back.
Three-month
chicken is struggling to move on the ground like that. And you're going to eat it. This world.
I don't know
the schemes of the devils. The schemes are so stretched long.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now you enjoy those chicken they sell on the roadsides.
We're
going to reach and rare pigs of the village and the chickens. Our pigs and our chicken of the village, those breeds. Even to find them there, they mix them all. banana leaves have been all messed up by the potato leaves. The cassava.
Repeated
tomatoes. To get a tomato which has been our local ones. But there is still hope. God told us we can pray for them. And
we'll
turn out the poison we who know him. For he promised us in love.
And
when we eat things with poison, we will not have the harm.
That
these people will make poison for us in one way or another. Don't just eat anything that you're going to be praying for it.
Bible says
many times you don't know of. But when they say in Luke 6:10, when they give you things with poison, will not be harmed
with them.
When they give them to you, but not you giving yourself them. Are we together? It's Mark. Let's read Mark 15.
Mark 16
from verse 17.
Abakiriza banagobanga emizimu yange banayogeranga ennimi empya banakwatanga ku misota bebananywanga ekintu ekitta tekibakolenga kabi n'akatono banasanga ke mikono abalwadde.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So we in the
but the authority of taking out the poison is there. But according to Romans, they tell you if you realize what you're to drink is poison, don't claim you're going to pray for it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So we can there is not again.
Be careful not to move on buying everything where there's poison. If you buy meat that is roasted, most of the things roast them that you reduce the poison in them. Praise Jesus. Let's try to fight life within the food, though it's got messed up. For it's not easy to get things which are not gotten messed up these days. Even the food you've cooked home is already messed up food. The rice. They spray it with different herbs.
There are
even those they make from polythene.
And
it's rice and you cook and eat it. Even the plastic they have made now. Life unhealthy and the battle unhealthy is serious.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they with who are still having lands, give us a portion we plant on things and eat things with life in them. And we plant different fruits of the olden days. When you find it in the village, come with it. You plant those indigenous plants we used to have. Some of us
plant
where we rent, you plant some green plants around home. And every form of grains, you plant them around. The indigenous one. Now there are these big grains we eat these days.
It's
nothing like taste. Eating what form of grains? Not every greens you eat that they do well to your body.
And say no,
this is why you think it's food.
This world
you see seems to have peace, but there's no peace on this world. If you try one thing to go home back in heaven, here on the world there's no peace, let me tell you. You are on tension here.
Jesus
said the world will be sorrow, but
they
are not for our overcome. He had sown the sorrow on this world.
You know,
when you are on waraji, you who drink it, you think it's peace. But the waraji you drink is what affects your blood. The cocaine you drink is what affects your life. The cigarette you smoke, they reach to treat you, and the body cannot be affected by the treatment. You claim, let's drink and we rejoice.
No?
Therefore, corrupted your mind, you don't have any understanding. You think you have abused you, but if you check yourself, you see that as if you understand. They tell you, cigarette smoking is harmful to your health.
But no, so you.
And you read that.
No,
you smoke and you claim you have a sense of understanding in you. Alcohol is harmful to your health. What about the little alcohol?
That
human being was corrupted long
time.
And let me tell you, church, the ones of church, I don't know how
and
people were to have light to light in the world.
It's
the way we change. We began to seek things of eating,
cars,
houses.
All
those are the schemes. Almost church has much darkness in it.
When
people strike you down and you fall down, even tomorrow
they
come back, foolishness in the heads.
They
are on your life, they are destroying it. If you go to fellowship and they beat you down,
even
the next thing you go back, they make you fall down. You have any sense in that head?
Let us
fall down. Even tomorrow we are going back. Even tomorrow they go back to be made to fall down.
Give
us a spirit of laughter. Tomorrow let's go and tap the spirit of laughter. And they come back and like drunkards. Foolishness.
Therefore
decided to make you like a beast-like thing. A beast
which
is not the usual beast, is the unusual beast on the world.
In
the church of God, these things of the people who understand.
And
brother began to laugh like somebody that you have the spirit of laughter.
It's
not only in Africa, in the entire world. And the person laughs and they forget where they are.
Like
the man of God has anointed, made us laugh.
That
he gave us the spirit of laughter and joy. Concerning health, it's a bit broad. But at least we try to lighten for you. When you see that you can be able to fight on your own,
and
the Lord will be able to help you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they told us, according to Romans 8, these people were to create new creations. And these are created beings, they have created themselves.
Like
robots, different plantations. Let's see Romans 8, verse 35.
Romans 8,
35.
Ani alitwawukanya n'okwagala kwa Kristo? Kulaba nnaku, oba kulumwa, oba kuyiganyizibwa, oba njala, oba kuba bwereere, oba kabi, oba kitala. Nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti, tutibwa obudde okuziba, okutulanga ggwe.
Engeri gye tutibwamu engano gyewuunya.
The way we are killed, you can be surprised of it.
Naye nga kigambibwa nti tutibwa obudde okuziba kwonna babeeramu kututta.
All night we are being killed.
Okimanyi batta omuntu.
You know they kill someone.
Okumala obukya ne buziba n'ekiro kyonna.
From day to the entire night.
Naye ng'omuntu alaba nti bajja kumubba.
But the person doesn't see.
Okumutta n'omuzikiriza.
They tend to steal, kill and destroy them.
Mu muto ogw'ebyobulamu ebyobulimba.
That head of the healthy, which is false.
Atleast bano befuula abafa ku bulamu.
They claim to mind of life.
Bwe baleetedde ze tuyita ze Human Rights Commission.
Those organizations, human rights commissions.
Mu bafaayo nnyo ku bulamu
obwo. That they mind so much of your life.
Ne balwaniya n'abaliwo ebisiyaga n'abajjamu
embuto. And they fight for homosexuals and they who are bought.
Bakulwanira olina eddembe
lyo. You have your freedom.
Mbu abaliwo ebisiyaga bajje mu malwaliro tobajjanjaba obubi nga buli
oli. Homosexuals to come in the hospitals to treat their bumps when they have gotten torn.
Balinganga abali mu byobulamu oyinza n'okulowooza
bayamba.
Bakuwa eddagala nga liriko ekigambo
eky'obulimba.
Forever
living.
Ogenda kulirya obeerewo ennaku
zonna. You're going to take that medicine, live forever.
Nga ne akulimbye mbu ogenda kulirya obeerewo.
You're going to live forever with those products.
Kyokka ng'abali kulirya mbu wano mu Uganda.
Yet the ones who are its ambassadors
in Uganda. Mbu bava mu kanisa emu.
That they come from a specific church.
Kagati batuwe eddagala nga ye forever living.
They give us a medicine forever living.
Kati bamala ne batubuulira obulamu obutaggwaawo.
After they preach to, do they preach to us eternal life?
Kubanga batuwe eddagala litumale.
All they give us those medicines and they are enough for us.
Tulye ebibale emmere ezaabwe ezo tubeerewo ennaku zonna.
Food supplements forever living and we live forever.
Aliyo mu bagagga nnyo.
That they are wealthy.
Musimanyi Jessica Kayanja. Mumumanyi
Jessica Kayanja. Do you know that name?
Kayanja gwe mumanyi oba Jessica?
Who of the two you know? Kayanja or Jessica?
Njisogera byabulimba biba bibimu abo bennyini bawakana.
Once in that thing.
Kakati oluvannyuma banatubuulira
nti
mukkirize Yesu.
That accept Jesus.
Mulyoke mubeere abalamu ennaku zonna.
Live forever.
Nga bamaze otubuulira nti
after they've told us that these supplements.
Bw'olirya ogenda kubeerawo.
When you eat them you'll live forever.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
But Yesu yo bamuvaako dde era bamwogera ku mimwa
kwe. Now they just speak on him on their mouth.
Baabaagala beenenye Mukama abawadde ekisewo.
They want to let them repent. God has given them grace to repent.
37.
Baluma essula y'omunaana onyolwa 37.
Romans 8:37.
Naye mu ebyo byonna tuwangudde n'okukirawo ku oyo eyatwagala. Kubanga ntegeeredde ddala nga newankubadde okufa, newankubadde obulamu, newankubadde bamalayika, newankubadde abafuga, newankubadde ebiriwo, newankubadde ebigenda okubaawo, newankubadde amaanyi.
Newankubadde olaba amaanyi.
Though you see power.
Nga bakuba ebigo gavulunga.
People down around the floor.
Tota wana kuva mu kwagala kwa Katonda.
Don't waste, get from the love of God.
Manya bamba bade bakula.
Stretching and they make people fall down. And you fall.
Nemuga mukama ali wano.
You say God is here.
Baakugamba newankubadde amaanyi.
No powers.
Kubanga bagenda kukola ebintu ebyewuunyisa.
But they're going to do things which are surprising.
Musajja ajja kujjawa. Abagambe ngenda mmeza wano emiti nga
gyabuusa. A man will come and will tell you I'm going to make trees grow here.
Kumbe bagikoze mayinja ag'omu munyeenye.
Yet I've made them in the trees of the stars up there. In the stones of the stars.
Nekuzi plant zino ndala ku nga mature.
And from other plants like mature.
Banne ttaka libali okusomba yo nga balireeta.
They is the soil they gather from there bring it here.
Balite bazi ettaka eryo baliteeka nnyo mu zi bankers.
That soil they
wansi munyanja.
The bankers and under the ocean.
Balirikolako research ebintu bikula mangu.
Things grow quick from them.
Tumajja kuja n'obutaka bwe kikumi.
Pastor will come with 100 soil pieces.
N'obusiga bakande.
And will tell you.
Enda bazi emiti gy'emikisa.
Cause trees of blessing grow from here.
Akole bukoza ati omukono
wa. Lay a hand like this.
Buli muti gwa bukadde kikumi.
Three people will come up. 100 of them.
Baakugambye niwankubadde amaanyi.
He told you though powers.
Tota wana kwawukana ne Kristo.
Don't waste a produce from Christ.
Baluumi essula y'omunaana onyolwa 39.
Romans 8:39.
Newankubadde obugulumivu. Newankubadde okugenda wansi. Newankubadde
Nti
newankwadde nga batonda
yekitonde ekipya.
Ne batondawo nga zi robot
zirimulabye.
N'ebirala mugenda kubiraba.
Naye
ne bw'olaba ekitonde kyonna ekirala.
Akubeka
alien nga kati
kalina zibbondi.
Abasoma naffe obujjuvu bwa Kristo.
Mwategedde
ebintu bino byonna bwe biri.
Understood all the things how they are.
Obujjuvu bwa Kristo bukola eggulu n'ensi
ebiriwo.
Ebintu bino bireetebwa.
These things are brought.
Mu kaseera kennyini.
Exact moment.
We byetaagisibwa.
When they are needed.
Era gwe simanyi ali awo
abiraba
obulabi.
Just see them there. I don't know.
Beetegefu otonda ebitonde
bimutanaba kulabako. To create creations we've never seen so far.
Obudde bajja leeta lumonde nga.
They will bring potato.
Ng'enaku zindula kyabala mu ttaka abala nga asudde.
This doesn't grow in the ground, it grows like a pumpkin on the top of the ground.
Nga saako nga butunda.
It puts on like you see how passion fruits grow.
Singa Katonda akuyamba n'ogenda mu research eziza.
God helps you go in their researches
to see what they do. Which are
in the bankers or under the ocean.
Oba wali mba amasaza mu bwakabaka bwe mmunye.
The principalities in the kingdom of the stars.
Bali n'ebintu.
Have things they are
inventing. Paka mu biri.
They are planned to 2,300.
They
are brought so much little to mess you up. They want to mess up. They don't know yet. They want to finish every society within a human being. Those foods you see they have manufactured and made. When you eat those genetic food, they suck out any sense of you to know that God is there. You'll begin to speak and you just tell that. You don't say it like that. Most Americans are like that. You see
what
they feel like that. They don't settle. Even the England, the English, the Chinese that still refuse that.
They research
for their leaders gave up themselves to the Illuminatis.
You
eat those genetic foods.
And
you speak
no?
Random.
No, everything is going on.
That's speaking. This you speak when you're humbled here in Africa. The others tell you time is finished. Time you have to be working, eating, doing something active. But not in the Bible.
So
they told you neither in a new creation. Let's finish this verse. Romans 8:39.
Newankubadde ekitonde kyonna ekirala tebiyinze nga kutwawukanya na kwagala kwa Katonda okuli mu Kristo Yesu Mukama waffe.
Mbutufu tusaba mwenna abooluganda mu Kristo.
We request you all brothers in Christ.
Okunywera mu nsonga
eyo. To stand strong in this issue.
Naye ng'ensonga ezikwatagana ebyobulamu.
But issues concerning health.
Bazigenda wala
nnyo. They have gone deeper within them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Cite
those which are before in those seasons of stealing medicines and herbs which God gave us free. And the devil claimed all the herbs, claiming they are his. And we thought he's the one with the herbs of the trees. But friend, God had freely given us all those. And according to 1 Corinthians, chapter
2,
verse
12. 1 Corinthians 2:12. Wabula omwoyo byayigiriza bwe tugerageranya eby'omwoyo n'eby'omwoyo.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Ndi butubeera mwoyo wa Katonda.
When in the spirit of the Lord.
Sibulo tegera Katonda byatuwa obwo.
And as someone God freely gives us.
Ankubulire ebintu bino eby'eddagala.
Let me tell you things of the herbs.
God freely gave them to us. Every herb in the trees, in the different trees. Sometimes back the devil grabbed all these to himself. And these have outlived for a long time. Up now there are people. Though they get sick, they can't go to the herbs in the fields to get them as medicine. For they say that is for the devils. Now, when did the devil plant a tree on this world? It's this magic trees they are putting in place these days. They fake the things of God. They get the ones of God and add theirs in. You cannot go on the fields to get herbs for yourself. But you say they are of the devils. That herbs are not for the devils. Get them as you are going for greens to eat on the fields. Don't dream any dream upon them again. That I'm bathing myself in the crossroads. The devil, the thief. Both things he had stolen them just. And he made them his. And he began to make people who have his demons dream with them. This half and the other. That they are the halves of the forefathers. It's not for the forefathers, it's for God. But when you go back to Genesis, God had said this on what concerns the plants. Genesis 1 verse 29.
Katonda nayogera nti laba bawadde omuddo gwonna ogubala ensigo oguli ku nsi yonna na buli muti ogulimu ekibala eky'omuti ogubala ensigo n'erimmwe gunaabeeranga emmere.
Omuddo gwonna,
all the green plants,
ebibala byonna,
all the fruits,
emmere yonna ng'agituwa,
all foods God had given them to us.
Abise wano oluzungu bakozesa nnyo herbs.
English, they use the herbs,
nga liringa ddagala,
and it's like medicine to us.
N'emmere yonna,
in all the food.
God is done. Agabi buli muddo ogwali kumera ku
nsi. Every seed bearing plant and every grass of the fields.
Yali abazo kutuwa okuba ebyokulya.
God gave them to us to be food.
Yali akimanyi mulimu eddagala lirya teredde.
In them there are herbs he had put for us. His
medicine. Yaba nasoma na for second heaven.
Like they will start a second heaven with us.
Tuba kuzula ebintu bingi.
We are to discover many things.
Mujja kuvaamu ne abasawo batasomedde
mubusawo
bwanse.
Come out doctors who have not gone to the doctor today.
Tetugambye abasawo abalogo.
Not doctors who are wizards.
But
kings of the devils had grabbed all these herbs and medicines. If you are
before,
and you used to fear these herbs of the fields, you raise your hand. Raise your hand. Don't pretend on this. They used to fear that is the devils.
What
God had freely given us. Like
you
say, when you take the spirit, we can know what God freely gave us. What the devil had done, he claimed them to himself. All he was covering up life. And they both take out life of spirit of the body.
We get
this truth without realizing it destroyed our spiritual life.
And
we end up in the lake of fire. There is a moment God gives us on this world to move on to align ourselves. Those are what concerns the head of the healthy, which is false. The head of the beast, the seventh head, the mountain where the adulteress sits, that is Jezebel.
praying and to establish number 666 with all nations of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But when we are together with the Holy Spirit, all things we can realize can work out for our good. We join food, we eat of the grass of the hills. Don't go eat marijuana claiming you're eating grass of the fields. Some of you have been planning to go to marijuana. And you claim you're eating of grass which God told you of. And you, some of you are wanting to smoke cocaine. Some of those have medicine for the animals, yet you want to chew them yourself.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
God
wants to give us spirit of wisdom, spread the wrathful from the worthless. Don't be things which make you drunk and you eat and drink them. Don't join things. You know they
have
chosen you a case of inventing.
You get
and you chew it with obit and the head get messed up. Obit chewing gum.
After
you get that weed and you lighten a fire on it and you smoke it. I don't know whether they told you that eat things you are to eat, you have to smoke them again. They told you to eat, not to smoke them. Before the world, I don't know what's wrong with them. Let's read Romans. Romans
8,
26-29.
Balumi esula ya mnano nyola bilimo mukaga.
Romans 8 from verse 26.
Era bwekityo omoyo atubeera obunafu bwaffe kubanga tetumanyi kusabanga bwe kitugwanira. Naye omoyo yenyini atuwolereza n'okusinda okutayogerekeka. Naye akebera emitima amanyi okulowooza kw'omwoyo bwe kuli. Kubanga awolereza abatukuvu nga Katonda bw'ayagala. Era tumanyi nti eri abo abagala Katonda era abayitibwa ng'okuteesa kwe bwe kuli ebintu byonna abikolera wamu olw'obulungi.
Ebintu byonna bikolera wamu olw'okugasa.
All things work for the good.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Byonna obutonde bwonna bwajoyini nga tukolere wamu.
All things, all creations join that we work together.
Nga butuwa emmere eyesobola otubeezaawo.
They give us food which can make us live.
Ng'erimu amaanyi.
And in it is power and strength which enables us to live. And there is medicine in
there
which can help us live and we align ourselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
why creations,
they
have been there waiting for the revelation of the children of God.
They
have been executing that mission very well.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Atusumeko.
Let's read missions or creations in verse 18.
Barumi.
Romans 8, 18.
Abarumi esule yomunano nyiru wakumi na munana.
Romans 8, verse 18.
Kubanga ngero kubona abona okwo mubiro bya kakati. Ngate kutuka okwenkanyankanya n'ekitiibwa ekigenda okubikkulirwa ffe. Kubanga okutunuulira ennyo okw'ebitonde. Kulindirira okubikkulirwa kw'abaana ba Katonda.
Nti obutonde bubadde mu kutunula nnyo.
That creations have been looking eagerly.
Nga bugamba ne singa abaana ba Katonda babikkulirwa.
Children of God get revealed.
Gye baava.
Where they came from.
Era ne bakomawo okufuukira ddala abaana.
And they come back become children.
Kubanga bo bubadde mu service bulijjo.
They have been service all along.
Gezaako tuweereza.
Trying to serve us.
Naye ate obutonde omu bwagenda okuba tubwesambi.
Creations so we are given up on them.
Omuddo gumera eddagala gumera eddagala.
Tewali akozesa. No one takes it.
Wizards
are the ones who have taken over our medicine and herbs.
They
used to wonder what kind of children of God is this. Is they are praying, God heal me of malaria.
Yet the medicine is in the grass and the herbs.
Kati waliwo mtujanga gogwa butonde kutubulokunye.
Really, its for creations can be healed.
Bino nabya bikolera wam.
Things all work together.
We gwandi baddo musujja kwa Satan.
If it would have been malaria of the devil,
and to
get the gifts which heal. But this is of hospitals,
creations
work in serving here. What fails is what we pray for here. Now we've understood.
And
right now, that's not a sickness of the weakness of the body.
And
creations cannot heal it. Right now, it needs the power of the Holy Spirit. First, capture demons which have brought us sickness. To burn their powers of darkness, that person may believe.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
System
that system is
right there.
Working that together is what I mean.
And
you shall see hospitals begun by the new generation.
And
you reach doctors first understand the sickness is also medicine. Take them in a the room, lay there, your hands on them. You find doctors and they're new. They understand this is the demon. Take them in the room, pray for them. And lay their hands on them. Lose this person. And the malaria is gone. They don't treat what they don't understand. When you go in that hospital, when they find the demon,
Abaddon,
they call Abaddon and Angel Michael. It's usually malaria of weakness of the body because of the life reduced in a person.
You
begin to treat you with the medicine of the creations.
Excellent doctor.
Excellent doctor. That book is coming out.
Amen.
It's coming. It's going to explain the doctor above all doctors. And he knows
everything.
Their operation and how you can treat them. They are so amazing. One brethren was given a song. The things you do. The things, Lord, you do, they surprise me. Who am I that Jesus you have given knowledge? Praise Jesus. But truly, they are so surprising. Praise Jesus.
But
there is hope if we stand. You hear this knowledge? You cast it aside, you disappointed men of your police in the entire world. Had stolen all things concerning health, he had stolen them. And
it
began to steal, targeting destruction of people. Romans 8:19.
Kubanga. Okutunulira ennyo okw'ebitonde kulindirira okubikulwa kw'abaana ba Katonda. Kubanga ebitonde byateekebwa okufugibwa obutaliimu, si lwa kwagala kwabyo wabula kuba oyo eyabifugisa mu kusuubira. Nti era n'ebitonde byennyini nabyo biriweebwa eddembe okuva mu kufugibwa okuvunda okuyingira mu ddembe ly'ekitiibwa ky'abaana ba Katonda.
Muna obutonde bulina kubanga ba malayika.
Creations have to be like angels.
He
saves the birds and all the rest. But they have been here serving us for a long time.
But what's pretty
is these the devils are our enemies. They are dogs of the village.
Those are
dogs of the village. They were chased from the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. They are on creations, they have waged the war on them. And we too we had not known them. We would have helped them.
We
moved to hide some of them like Noah did. Don't know what took the creations, give them in the ark. At least the creation will be reserved of those creations. Look for the old dead and go hide them somewhere. Don't accept them to face out. Look
for
the old dead cassava trees. Stop joking on this.
Yes, we have it.
Praise Jesus. We are going to
Uganda.
Those brethren.
Which
is the passion fruit, the olden one.
Every
creation, every plant. The indigenous hens we had. The goats, the cows. To hide them for the Lord to pace them out and finish them. Come, Noah, take them to the ark. You know, even the dogs they bring for us these days. They
are
finished, injected, all of them. They try to give us strength of food and medicine that we can discover. That we are children of God, that we get home back.
But
they wage the dangerous war on them. Let's finish here.
Balumi sura yomunana olunyiriri olunyolwa bilimolum.
Romans 8 verse 21.
Chera nebitonde byenyine nabyo bili webweddembe okuva mu kufugibwa okuvunda okuyingira mu dembe lyekitiibwa ky'abaana ba Katonda. Kubanga tumanyi ng'ebintu byonna bisinda era birumirwa wamu okutuusa kaakano.
Bambi bayise mu bulumi bwa njawulo.
Pass through different pain.
Newakuba tebagezaako olumu batwegayirirawo ko ne beenenya Mukama. Teekawo okubikkulirwa.
Sometimes they intercede God to put a revelation for us.
Naye abantu wano tulwanya olutalo naffe batuyigganya.
The people they are persecuting us.
Kitisanga nabo bwenyini mulokolo baddo bayigganya.
You born again to your persecuting and hurting the creations. You cut down all the trees, you've destroyed them. You don't plant any new tree. Now they've given you eucalyptus trees. Those trees, there's no life in them. They're just genetic, no life. There are trees which brought aromas for us in the night. They destroyed them. Out of them used to come a fragrance, an aroma of life.
We
used to plant them around our homes. And
in the
night, an aroma would come from them, very sweet smelling. All those trees, they destroyed them. We don't understand every time they are drinking water. How
could
give them water if you don't, they die.
We have
flowers which are nice home. Those are flowers are finished, they are no more. They grow with different colors themselves even. Right now you're
on plastic, genetic
plastic flowers you've put in your home. These have totally got messed up.
Alumi sura ya 8 olunyiriri olwabiri mu 3.
Romans 8 verse 23.
Era nsi era si ekyo kyokka naye era naffe abalina ebibala ebirebera eby'omwoyo era naffe tusinda mu nda yaffe nga tulindirira okufuuka abaana kwe kununulibwa kw'omubiri gwaffe.
Jjukira twali twafiirwako omubiri gwaffe ogw'omuggulu.
Remember we had lost our body of heaven.
Waliwo redemption gye tulwanako.
There is a fight we are fighting.
Okununula.
To redeem.
Batuddiza omubiri gw'omuggulu.
We restore the body of heaven.
Kati bo babukola nga butuwa kino.
Now they work.
Emmereyo.
As they give us food.
Amani.
Where is the strength.
N'eddagala.
And medicine.
Nga naffe bwe tulwana tuweebwa omubiri gw'omuggulu.
As we fight to be given a body of heaven.
Nga bakolisi ekyokubitaano bwegamba.
As 2 Corinthians 5 says.
Tituli mu guno nga tusinda.
That we are in this as we grow.
Okuweebwa okuva mu ggulu.
To be given the body from heaven.
Kati twali twerabira olutalo.
Now we had forgotten the battle.
Obutonde nga butulwanako bwe n'edda bano. Mulwanire kino.
The creation told us fight for this body of yours.
We
are in other things. In the creations are many medicines which we can't finish.
But
when you read Exodus 15, verse 24, we give you a few examples concerning the creations. We want to wrap up the head healthy. Today it's finished. The other day we shall handle the other four beasts, and we had to see the right Christ in this church and the false Christ on the churches. Where we
are
to see the false prophets,
and
is responsible of the third six, and it involves destruction. Exodus 15:24.
Abantu ne bamwemulugunyiza Musa nga boogera nti tunaanywa ki n'akaabira Mukama. Mukama n'amulaga omuti
n'atuddeko okuwagulu katono onyolwabirimwebbiri
verse 22
okuva essula ya 15 onyolwabirimwebbiri
Exodus 15:22
Musa n'atambuza Isirayiri okuva ku nnyanja emyufu ne bavaamu ne batuuka mu ddungu lya Suuli ne bagenda ennaku ssatu muddungu ne batalaba mazzi. Bwe batuuka emaala ne batayinza kunywa ku mazzi g'emaala kubanga gaali gakaawa. Kyekyava kiyitibwa erinnya lyakyo maala. Abantu ne bamwemulugunyiza Musa nga boogera nti tunaanywa ki n'akaabira Mukama. Mukama n'amulaga omuti n'agusuula mu mazzi, amazzi ne gafuuka amalungi.
Waliwo emiti nga gyo girimu eddagala.
There are trees and in them there is medicine.
He
put the tree within the water and the water became sweet. There are many trees God had created. Put on the tea and you feel an aroma. You drink it, it makes another life in you.
But
right now the tea leaves, where they dried them from when you reach there.
What was
there is a wild chemical they used to dry them.
And
when you light a fire, it lights immediately.
We
have to go back, begin make our long
projects.
Projects of making tea leaves rich on us. Right now, most this God messed up.
In
this world you may think we are peaceful. But there is no peace of this world. Wait for peace in the city of peace, Jerusalem of heaven.
Amen.
But here we are fighting to pass by. But it's not easy to reach your home country. Even our father complains of it. In Jeremiah 22:10. Do not cry for the one who dies, neither the one who goes. But weep for
them,
they have not made it back to their home country. Now in trees they put different medicines. Even the part of weight which has come before, of mixing these trees, the plants and the fruits, that too is on.
So we know what to do.
Now we must go back to our forests.
There
are still trees that have not changed yet. You may find different indigenous trees there. But these days, find a tree and they mixed it up. Think you're drinking the olden indigenous tree. Yet you're drinking the one with poison right now.
So
the world has gone messed up like that. But because this part has moved on to be hard, creations to give up, they are wary of us. They try to fight to retain that ingredient in them. But they understand creations are not many on the world, that they are servants together with us.
But
we as church have not been on this.
Church had already been perverted some time back. First, they themselves, they don't know themselves as church. They are buildings, furnishing, claiming that the church. Now, our journey has been very long. And creations wish to say they are weary. Let's read in Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
Omubulizi esula esoka olunyiriro lw'okubiri.
Ecclesiastes 1 from verse 2.
Obutaliimu obusinga obutaliimu bwonna bwayogera omubulizi. Obutaliimu obusinga obutaliimu bwonna byonna butaliimu.
Byonna ebigenda mu maaso bitakola ki?
All things moving on the meaningless.
Mubulizi esula esoka olunyiriro lw'okusatu.
Ecclesiastes 1 verse 3.
Magoba ky'omuntu gajja mu mulimu gwe bwonna gwakola wansi w'enjuba. Emirembe emirala gigenda n'emirembe emirala gijja.
Twakimanyira.
We are used to that.
Bagenda ne bagenda naye tetumanyi gye bagenda.
They went but we don't know where they went.
Akatwerabira n'okwerabira nti bagenda.
Now we even forgot that they went.
Entulowooza nti ffe tuliwo.
And we thought it's us who are on now.
Tulowooza tuli mirembe.
And we thought we are peaceful.
Abagenda bakimanyi nti ensi ya mutawaana.
Those who went know that this world is troublesome.
Abatuuka mu ggulu bamanyi omutawaana gwayo.
They will reach heaven know the troubles of this world.
N'abali mu ggeena bagyevuma lwaki bagijja.
Even the ones in hell regret why they came on the world.
Kubanga yabatuusa mu ggeena.
For it reached them within hell.
Abatuuka mu ggulu.
They will reach heaven.
Bagamba bannaye twawona ekibambulire.
Say we got saved from that
for
the problems of the world.
But
when they read the altar of God, they say, God judge the world. If you read Revelation 6 from verse
9
to
11,
the world is a very hard place. You must understand it very well. Not as a planet, but they on it. They were filled with Lucifer in their heads.
But
the spirit of the devil
and
its works of unrighteousness.
Mubulizi esula esooka olunyo lw'okuna.
Ecclesiastes 1 verse 4.
Emirembe emirala gijja, ensi n'ebeererawo ennaku zonna. Era n'enjuba evaayo, enjuba n'egwa.
Enjuba ekoze kinene.
The sun has done a great deal.
Okutuwa omusana ebimera bimere.
Give us light, the plants to grow.
Naffe tukule.
That we too will grow.
Kubanga amaanyi agamu agatuviirako kulagava mu njuba.
Some strength causing us to grow comes from the sun. That's why you never grown going downwards. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 5.
Enjuba n'egwa. Neyangu okugenda mu kifo kyayo gye.
Does its work every time. Those have worked and served us. Now they have claimed their both of the sun. They are mad people, the sons of the devils. There is a program they are on making an umbrella on the world. Something they want to hinder the sun reach the earth that you first pay tax for it. They have madness in those heads. They say it's possible that they gather in their oxygen and hold it to themselves. And you buy it from them. Buy it in a bottle, walk with it. Let me tell you, the stubbornness is on this world. They are on the way through the life. They are thieves, stealing and destroy. Ecclesiastes
1 verse 6. Ekyukakyuka buli kaseera mu kutambula kwayo.
Empewo egezezzaako.
The wind has tried.
Okutusupplying omukka tusobole
okusa. Supply oxygen that we may breathe.
Ne kaakano
Because of the eat with poison, some people cannot even breathe anymore. Sickness like asthma and the others are very many. Yet the wind dried, going to come that you may get oxygen.
Those
are the ministration of the creations you hear of. But to prove these men are very hard, the devils and the Illuminatis, they can reach your home place and they put poison in the wind there. And the poison begins to kill you when your years are if and
else.
Ecclesiastes
1 verse 6. Empewo neda na te mukwetolola kwayo. Emiga jonna jigenda mu nyanja. Naye nyanja tejula. Mukifemi gaje jigenda eyo je jigenda na te.
Jagala okusupplying omuntu.
Dreams want to supply human being.
Amazi kabirewo na
be everywhere.
Abasajja bakola mission yo kusala kweni.
The men made a mission of cutting off the streams.
Abati muinzo okulaba simanyi water bichi simanyi
zina kubuna company. See those water projects and the others. Moving water in the pipes. You know the poison in the water? They're putting medicine and you get water from the tap and you see the medicine in it.
The
problem you've got, we need to get artificial streams in the grounds of ourselves. You get a
place,
you'll make a stream of yourself in your home. They put in medicine.
In
you reach to get water from the tap and you see medicine on it. The battle of life is serious. Remember, water is life, don't forget. If there is even a little life, that's who they are targeting it. Drink water and
it
begins to be playing in your stomach and the chemical is bubbling in your stomach.
If you
drink it, the stomach struggles to hold it.
But
when you boil it and it evaporates, that medicine can get out. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 8.
Ebintu byonna bijjudde obukoowu. Omuntu tayinza kubwogera.
Obutonde bwatuka ne bukoowa bugezezzaako kibugezezza.
Gotten weary, they have tried.
Bugezezzaako ne buta olwasu.
They have tried, but the battle is beyond.
Kubanga n'abasawo.
Or even doctors.
Ate bajjudde kati sitaani.
Now the devil is filled in them.
They swear
all phase of not abandoning a patient to die, but now they are targeting money. Others have intercourse with dead bodies. Because of the devil, they entered in to worship him. Others even eating. These children who have gotten aborted, they eat them. If you leave the child, I will bury them. I will handle that. Others eat human hearts.
They
can't understand what's wrong with them.
Don't
be there twice to that the doctor will treat you. Trust so much the Lord. And right now, the bride, it must be close to you here in the pocket. I'm not telling you to go eat a bride. They want it, though you not speak that, take it. They will begin not to abandon you. You don't know what they are on. They are waiting for a bribe. You try to stretch your hand with a bribe to them.
It's
as if you greet them and you put something.
Doctor,
I wanted to inquire something from you. You see them, give you attention.
They
said, you, what are you saying?
You
take it not to treat a patient. They will give you attention now.
Healthy,
the devil has
Christian.
Not today, but from all the days.
But
right now, he's gone beyond. I'm not
told
you to go born again, go eat a bribe. But be with your money in the
pocket
if they need it.
Or
move forward after prayer, send angels ahead of you. And you find merciful men and women.
Amen.
Or whom the Spirit has worked upon.
But
if you say I'm just going, healthy sector, things are not well there. They exchange children. Give the child to another, and you two are given another. They are up to something.
No, you're
not connecting blood. That's the child you find they don't love their other siblings. They don't love their siblings. Therefore, we prayed for them. Therefore, is in the doctors. They exchange children and they are very harsh on that. Now you're going to give birth.
Great God.
When you give birth, be strong like the Hebrew women.
You
read them Exodus chapter 1. As you give birth, your strength,
where
you taking my child, you doctor. After you push the child, you sit to look at the child. You
there,
the pastor. All your children have been dedicated to Lucifer. Who got the water and your prayer and drink
water.
You prayed for people who have ever drunk those waters. And those people stretch themselves like snakes. And the children bring out their tongues like the snake. The woman urinated for 4 hours, urinating the water she drank.
She urinated 4 hours.
Ask Pastor David, he knows you.
Hospitals
on different churches.
All your
children are being dedicated to the devils.
Put
a camera to cover a woman giving birth. That's the seventh head of the healthy sector where this
possible.
The mountain where the Lord Jezebel sits to reign over all nations, which establishes number 666, mostly the second six, which is responsible of
and
gets to be the mother of all adulterous people who forsook the Lord. And our daughters who are physical adulterers. And the mother of all abominations. Like you hear all the abominations. Which are passed through the seven heads. And the ten horns. Praise Jesus. Now we shall finish with the four beasts.
Will
we show the kingdom of the devils which have been
to
reaching the last,
which
is known as the Roman Empire
or
the Roman Catholic.
Then,
and after we shall see the third six,
which
is responsible of the false prophets, as you see the right Christ and his church and the false Christ and their churches. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.